You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Dave Gustafson is with me today from the Santa Barbara Redevelopment Agency. He's going around fixing everybody else's projects. We're going to talk about some of these projects right now. Now, some of them, well, the first one we're going to talk about is a parking lot that was just a asphalt and is now rising, the Granada Garage.
The Granada Garage at Anapamu and Anacapa.
And so we can't really say you're, you know, kind of fixing that. It was nothing really. You really kind of starting from scratch on that project. I was doing an open house yesterday, and someone walked in, and somehow we started talking about the program and who was going to be on today. And somehow, when we were talking about downtown, and boy, she had a lot of energy on that project, and a lot of people hate the project. And I you know, for the first time, I actually drove by and looked at it, and it looks like the Mission. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful structure. Mm-hmm. It's not going to look like a parking garage.
Yep.
It's very big. It's going to block some views. We need parking downtown. I said, well, why do you hate this? She goes, well, it's serving visitors and people are coming in for businesses. But what about all the local business owners and employers and employees who don't have parking downtown? And you know, we should have rights. And you know, I said, so you wanted to like condominiumize some spaces so you could buy them and have them, you know, delegated.
Right.
Towards employees. So that was her beef about it. Mm-hmm. Is there anything being done to satisfy that? And then let's talk about the project.
No, well, I think mostly that the need for subscription parking for merchants and for their employees goes on a lot in the city in private lots. There's a lot of opportunity for that. The Granada Garage project was really aimed at public parking, and the impetus for it, the strongest push for it, came from the merchants in that area, the merchants downtown, the downtown organization in particular, really pushing for that additional parking so they could keep that area on State Street north of Carrillo vibrant and make sure that their customers could get to them.
Right. So it would be retail businesses rather than accountants and lawyers and businesses that have employees coming in, not retail trade.
Retail businesses and service businesses that have clients that come to them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I suppose some of those, you know, same accountants that, you know, or lawyers that are worrying about don't have employee parking, they have clients coming that will be able to use the Granada Garage.
They do. And then a lot of those folks who work there and every day, of course, have the opportunity to buy parking and different private parking lots, as I said before. And then we also have the commuter parking lots at Castillo and Carrillo, and then at Coda and Anacapa, that are available to people that can buy a subscription that work downtown and can park there and then walk to work.
I always wondered about that. Castillo and Carrillo, that parking lot always amazed me. That's what that is.
That one that looks like a wonderful forest, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Okay,
so the Granada Garage is getting built. And it's due to open when?
It's open.
I mean, that's true. But I mean, finally, when are we going to actually see it?
They're still finishing up the offices that face it on Anacapa and some of the site work around there. But essentially, I believe at this time, all the levels are open. It was the bottom three levels, but I think they're all open now.
They might
very
all
close
be open
to
now. And then offices, what are they going to be?
Offices? City offices, mostly for overflow for city staff and for the very appropriately the parking folks. So.
There was some talk originally about wanting to put housing on top of a parking structure. I don't know much about that. It sounded kind of bizarre to me. But is that something that's been done somewhere?
It's been done in a number of places. And the quick history about Granada Garage was when it was being built, there was a real interest about putting housing there. We were really concerned about using the city resources to help with the housing supply. We did an analysis that suggested that putting it on the roof would be more expensive, very significantly more expensive than going and building it somewhere else. And it ended up that we actually have a housing project associated with the garage, but it's not on the roof. It's right on the south face of the garage facing the library. There's 12 units that will go right up against the face of that garage there that are being developed with redevelopment agency subsidy by People's Self-Help Housing, a nonprofit housing group.
Will those be rentals?
Those would be rentals for very low income folks and downtown worker folks who are low income. You know, the People's Self-Help Housing owns the Victoria Hotel on the north face of that block. And so they'll be able to take a lot of those folks who are in basically SRO housing and graduate them into these units.
SRO housing?
Yes, single room occupancy housing.
So as opposed to SOL housing, not which a lot of people are complaining
about. Or standing room only either is the one I'll pick instead. But yes, that's right. So there is a 12-unit housing project closely associated with the garage.
Okay, okay. Not again to kiss up to the city, but again, rentals being built, recent studies being printed in the local paper about flawed and abuse in the county's resale low-income housing. And again, getting back to people wanting a big plan up front and maybe fixing the problem. It's kind of like building a foundation of a house when you know that the 2x4s and the concrete down below are not quite perfect.
Right.
Let's build the house anyway. Jumping the gun, I can't understand why this current Board of Supervisors seemingly are steamrolling ahead and pushing that through. I don't know what's going to happen. But the city does, that's good. That's good. So that's going there. So it's draped in cloth, but it will be, so its parking is there. They could have done a better job. You know, they didn't have like giant open signs or something. I guess it's obvious. I guess people are using it, but it just...
There's really two challenges we have. You mentioned it earlier, Mark. When we build a parking structure, we typically don't make it look like a parking structure. You know, I go to downtown Monterey and I look in their redevelopment area and they've got a parking structure that looks like a very fundamental parking structure right in their downtown, and it kind of breaks the flow of the connectivity of the businesses on the street front and that sort of thing. We clad our parking structures with businesses and tuck them back in, and the result is people sometimes have trouble finding our public parking structures. So, you know.
And you public know. Bathrooms, which
and
we will get
we're
into
on that, too.
On that
right.
as well.
Yep.
Will there be any bathrooms in this garage?
Yes, there will.
And there are bathrooms in the other garage down on Coda, is it?
There's a public bathroom in parking structure 10, and there are public bathrooms in the library parking structure number 7.
Yes.
So,
how about number 1 and number 2? No, that's bad. So the Granada Garage, what about, now were you involved in all this unfortunate mismeasurement of the street? So someone way back when, I'd hate to be that guy, somehow mismeasured a foot, and now there's some issue with not having a turning lane into...
I wasn't involved, but as I understand it, there was just a discrepancy between the as-built plans and what was actually on the ground. And the Public Works Department is studying the traffic flow going into the garage to figure out what the least painful remedy to that is, whether there'll be some removal of some landscaping, whether there might be some removal of parking on one side of the street, that sort of thing. But they want to base that on an empirical study for a while of what the traffic flow is and how much of a backup they're really getting. Yeah.
How it's going to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
How it's going to work.
We did mention bathrooms. It's just so difficult. I mean, I'm so glad that I'm not a politician, and because and I'm glad there are people like you out there, because I couldn't do it. It's just you know you open up the paper and you read that, well, we're building a public bathroom and it's going to cost, you know, $586,000, and everyone's going, wait a second.
It's enough to make you crazy, isn't it?
Well, how can that be?
Yeah.
Can you explain that and what's the status on that bathroom? Yeah. This would be over at 914 State Street,
yes.
Near Borders, is it?
Yes, we're actually under construction with the public bathroom that's been planned for State Street downtown, I think, for years and years and years, and it's had like 3 iterations before we've gotten there now, and we've now gotten there with the design that the bids came in under the budget, so we were really thrilled about that. We're gone to construction. It's tucked up against the Fiesta 5 Theater there and that Paseo between there and Borders. And it's part of a larger downtown restroom program that we put together at the request of the council over the last couple of years that looks at the full scope of all the restrooms to be available to the public downtown, with maps that show where they are and enhancements of some of the existing ones, like the one down at the foot of the wharf. And so it's a package, but this is the first new construction on a bathroom in quite some time.
Well, you know, when I first heard about it, I was thinking that maybe it was located in an area that, you know, there wasn't anywhere near sewer lines and they had to do major excavations. But I was told that wasn't true. Then I'm thinking, is it including valet parking, or is there going to be a guy? Is there going to be a guy in there to shine my shoes, or what are you getting for $586,000?
We did have a version that had an opaque roof for a while, but that's not in there any longer. So it's a tough site to work in, and it just costs a lot to build a bathroom with facilities that will stand up to the kind of abuse that public bathrooms get. That's really the bottom line.
An opaque roof.
An opaque roof. The light,
an opaque.
The light would come through.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. All right, well, so when do we expect to see that flowing?
I think it's actually going to be finished July or August, under construction right now.
How exciting. Who's going to be, is there going to be like a toilet paper cutting ceremony? Or how do they
open up
a bathroom?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I have to invite Harriet Miller back, because when she was mayor, she was the one that really said to us, you must do a better job of getting restrooms built in.
Someone has to be the first person to use it. Uh-huh. Okay, now also another downtown area project, talking with Dave Gustafson at the Santa Barbara Redevelopment Agency. Manager? That's your title?
Housing and Redevelopment Manager.
Manager, okay. The Visitor Center condominium purchase. I tell you what, we're going to take a break now. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Visitor Center condominium purchase. Is this the one down at Cabrillo at Garden?
This would be augmenting the one at Cabrillo and Garden.
Okay, we'll take a break. We'll talk about that. And then there's some other projects. I want to ask about the Vons at the Arlington. That's not on your list here. And some other downtown products, projects for downtown Santa Barbara. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. It's coming up on 25 minutes to the hour.